which is like
just chatting.
That's what we're
recording.
Am I in the picture? I'm alright. Sit down.
There you go.
Are they shorts or boxers, bro?
These are Marcus's. He left them at the box. And I was
like,
probably. Yeah.
You'll see him come next winter. You'll see him rocking in the gym. Yeah. It's like,
I've got all your clothes. All right, guys. Thanks for checking out another episode of Mostly Uneducated Opinions. Just a trigger warning here, guys. These are mostly uneducated opinions. We have no fucking idea what we're talking about. So if you guys get pissed off about it, just unsubscribe anyway. Just don't even listen to us. We have no idea. So welcome, Jared. Welcome, Clint. We have the gang back on. Give us some feedback on the audio because we have improved the setup big time. Jared's wearing a Balenciaga top. I'm very confused about it. What the fuck, Jared?
Very triggered. Yeah. Well, I can only wear it now behind closed doors.
So you're on video.
Safe sanctum.
Hypocrite.
So I sent the boys I'll send them the video, but there was a senator and his name was Alex Antic, and he was in the Australian Parliament. And he gave a speech, and he was basically saying how, like, the becoming digital surveillance networks in Australia. So they have a smart cities programs that's rolled out in Perth, Melbourne, Adelaide, and Brisbane. Essentially, they're turning CCTV, like banking, you know, like where you spend your money, basically smart home appliances, everything's becoming this big digital surveillance network on you, the citizen, which I don't know how you guys feel about that. Like, they're watching everything we do.
Yeah, not keen.
We're one next step just away from chipping the baby when it's born.
Yeah, so where this kind of goes wrong and what I'm speaking to my mentor Keegan about is if, you know, like what the fuck has happened in the last couple of years, if we disagree with them, they just turn off our bank and you can't buy anything. You can't do anything. They kick you out of the house. They lock you out of your house because your house will be a smart door. Think about where that goes.
Can only buy certain groceries, can only go into certain spots. Imagine if we had an electric car as well.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years in the future, electric car, you can only drive in certain zones.
And as we go into this, guys, this is not a conspiracy. This is actually happening at the moment. So you guys are probably thinking these three motherfuckers got there with tinfoil hats on in the fucking room at, you know, Tim's house, and they're talking about conspiracies. This is not a conspiracy. This is an Australian Senator, Alec Antic, talking in Parliament about this.
Are we following China's... China's way of doing it, you reckon?
Yeah, well, I think like Canada, China, and there was another like Western country that are all implementing this at the moment. And you can see how it's going over in Canada. Not good.
China's already had it for the last year or so, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've got cameras on almost every single corner in the entire like town.
Yeah.
They've got more cameras than people over there in China.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's from BBC source as well. That's
Jesus
proper.
So I'm interested. How are they selling it? Yeah, because like coronavirus, like, hey,
they're not selling
it. We're gonna get the jab because we've got to stop the spread.
Yeah,
2 week
curve. So, I mean, there's got to be how are they selling it?
Well, they're selling it. It's because it's for your safety.
Mm. Okay, there you go.
It's for your safety, which I don't love and I don't believe. I feel like we're going down like this digital dystopian kind of like future, and I fucking hate it. Anyway, the point I bring up here is like, how do you stop it? Like, how do you bulletproof yourself? How do you protect yourself legally in like a firewall way?
I don't think you can, eh?
You don't think you can?
Nah.
Sharon?
If you mean like from a digital point of view, I'm not sure, but you know.
You can,
I don't know. I've seen Jordan Peterson the other day, right? I'm not getting all philosophical on you boys.
Yeah.
But, you know, things like this happen when people fail to exercise their civil rights.
Yeah.
And they let everybody else do it for them.
Mm.
One day you wake up, and you're fucking living in a world that's digitalized, and you've got a chip on your ankle, and blah, blah.
You got a social credit score.
Yeah, because we all sort of, we thought, oh, well, somebody else is going to stand up for it, someone else is going to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Rely on the government too much.
Mm.
I think everybody, okay, maybe 2019, everybody trusts the government.
Yeah,
I think things
are
a little bit
like,
different now. We're like really open eyes. Everybody's questioning sort of fucking everything, especially now in like Corona. We're still in coronavirus. Everything's ripping through, but we can still do what the fuck we want now.
It's funny. You say everyone's questioning everything. Everyone is questioning everything. No one's talking about it because they don't want to be like vilified as the fucking conspiracist.
That's the thing, because everything's all a conspiracy nowadays.
Yeah. And you say anything, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like a bigot.
Yeah, you're a bigot. You're a right-wing motherfucker. Chatting to Sharon and Clint, and I actually did message Marcus, and I said, stop watching porn, you weak fuck. And the question came up is, I heard this on a few podcasts, is porn creating weak men? And I want to get your opinions on this before I diverge into a discussion.
I agree. I think so. It's too easy for men just to have a wank, explode, good to go. Forget about women.
Explode.
You know? Yeah. But in saying that as well, it's almost too easy for... It's not just men, I think. There's a lot of women out there that watch porn.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways. I think porn in general is definitely not healthy. Let's face it, everyone fucking has a look every now and then.
Mm. Do they?
Well, apparently not. I mean, I think it's with anything. It's like with fucking alcohol, just be responsible.
Yeah.
You know, if you're having a fucking wank 3 times a day...
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't know. It's probably not healthy.
Yeah, you
know,
a red dick.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Big forearms.
Big forearms. That's how I got
these. I just think there needs to be a healthy medium in between. But socially wise, it makes men not want to chase women. It also makes women not want to chase men.
Mm.
And I think, I think it's more unhealthy than healthy.
Mm.
But let's face it, we all do it. But it's, yeah. Sherrod?
Yeah, I think it's like you said, it's like the alcohol thing. Everything in moderation. I think though that excessive is going to make me less of a man? I don't know. Like, personal experience, I think you still the real deal. Never, you can't get away from that. You still need that. It doesn't, like, you know, as much as you might, you know, bat the meat, it's still not the same as the real thing.
Yeah.
So I don't. But that's for me. Like, yeah. I don't know if you're younger guys.
You need to get better at wanking, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's different people as well. Like, obviously young people, like, I don't know, people in year 8 are probably, or even younger now, like fucking people in year 7 have a mobile phone nowadays. I bet they're looking at porn, which means they're probably having sex a lot earlier as well.
Mm.
And probably a lot less educated. I don't know how much the education system touches on it.
Mm. I just remember, like, sex ed at school was literally watching someone give birth, like, out of the blue. And it was like the proper baby coming out of the vagina.
Yeah, you're trying to sit there.
And I was like, what? This looks like an Alien versus Predator movie. That, like, that was crazy.
It's all purple and stuff. Yeah, dude.
And then, they give you the apple and the banana, and they're like, wear this thing. Otherwise, you are going to have a baby on the spot.
I've seen the banana, what's the apple?
Different shapes and sizes. Just in case you get a little choked.
Yeah, because I'm fucking... Okay.
Honestly, sex ed was like, if you have unprotected sex, you're going to have a baby and have the worst life of all time.
Yeah, that's good. Fuck yeah. Yeah, good education. Scare tactics.
I think the issue with porn...
Never worn one since.
Probably more so. the unrealistic expectations of it.
Yeah, so definitely, yeah.
You're a teenager, girls are not that hot. You start watching at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and you finally go and get your first miss, and you go, what? Oh, babe, why aren't you doing the Indian tool press? Yeah. Like, what the fuck's that? You
know? Yeah, definitely. I think it probably scares a bit of women as well out there. Say, for example, if they were virgins and that, like, oh, fuck, is that really what it is?
Yeah.
Like, is that some bloke going to fucking really do this to me? When really, all most porn female models... Can't imagine.
Porn stars. Porn female models.
being respectful. I can't imagine, like, enjoying the job too much. You know, the fucking rough ones and all that. Maybe I don't know, each of their own, but touchy subjects to some people.
Yeah, for sure. Do you know 40% of all internet use is porn?
Really?
I can see that.
That is crazy.
I can see
What was it?
Of course you can.
Well, I think it's 80%. 30%.
Homepage Pornhub.
There's a video. There was a porn video get made every 3 minutes or something. I'm pretty sure. I remember hearing from somewhere.
Three minutes.
I think I would have thought it'd be more than that. I would have thought it'd be every 30 seconds or something.
What, a new one being filmed?
A new porn movie.
Nah, because then I'd be uploaded quicker and I wouldn't have completed porn.
Do you get a medal for completing it? Yeah, like a certificate.
You get a free membership.
Yeah.
Are you like a 28-minute type bloke or like a 3-minute, like, quick, get in there, get out?
I like to have a bit of a look.
Yeah, a bit of a look.
And then...
enjoy yourself a little bit.
Yeah, when I do it on the rare occasion.
I never watched it. I don't know what you're on about, boys. But anyway, the points I had here, I was listening to a podcast on this, but it actually reduces your testosterone quite frequently to do it.
How does how does your body know that it's your hand, not a vagina?
That's a very good question. Yeah, I was about to say, Dr. Carl on that.
Straight out, like, wouldn't your body just feel like it's releasing endorphins and releasing, you know, whatever it does?
Yeah.
Either way, maybe it's the whole connection with another person increases testosterone. Good question.
I just know that, like, relationships have also decreased. Like, men having the need for women has decreased, which, you know, if you have a knock-on effect on that of 10 years and there's less relationships, less marriages, less babies, all those types of things, that's probably not a great thing for society, as it's the fabric of society, of a functioning society.
The whole Tinder thing as well, I think, makes everything too easy.
Yeah.
Like, not back in my day, but fucking, you know, you used to have to go up.
Yeah, you did it old school.
Yeah, you had to go up to someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, nowadays, it's just Tinder. Flick a message. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it works perfectly. Look at you and Steph.
Yeah.
You know, but for some males out there, it's just the old root and toot, which is obviously...
It wasn't easy back in the day.
Dude, it was not easy.
We going out with a clot and chloroform.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. We had to grind back in the day to, like, pick up chicks. Hey, it was, like, way harder than now. Yeah.
No, just flick a message.
So, yeah, on this, I'm in a group, which I can't tell you what it is. I had to sign an NDA. I think you guys already know, but don't say the name on the podcast. There was a story of a guy, and he was married for 30 years, and his wife died. Like, he was widowed. So they got married at, like, 18, so he was, like, 48. And he said he'd never spoke to women in 30 years. So, and then all of a sudden, he's single, and he's 48, and he's not dead. So he still wants to, like, you know, have a go after a couple of years. And he said his, like, social etiquette and his ability to speak to women has completely died. Mm. Could you imagine going 30 years without speaking to a woman and then having to try?
Yeah, in that capacity, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I've been with Katie now for 7 years, and the thought of being single...
Oh, wouldn't he? I wouldn't, yeah.
I was walking around Norbridge. I'd be the worst.
Yeah, I'd be trying to get him drunk first or something, so it feels a little bit easier to get up to him. You know?
I'd probably just stay in and continue the addiction.
Can you imagine being single after all that time?
Honestly, I wouldn't know the first fucking word to say. Hey, how you going? Good.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if we all got single tomorrow, we're actually still relatively young. I couldn't imagine that gentleman being 48.
Yeah,
That's tough.
I mean, look, he could still be in the prime in that sort of market.
Yeah.
But it would be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So is porn creating weak men?
Yes.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah, I'm a yes. Definitely. Think about it, like, if you did an experiment and you said, if we take away all porn forever, oh, not forever, say 6 months, and then we had a few markers, made it scientific, and we measured testosterone, like dating, marriages, births, all those types of things, I think they would go up.
Mm. Are going to be less like sexual assault and all that as well? Yeah. You know?
What, if people wank more?
Yeah. Just in public.
The society's biggest problems.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, men get the wrong idea. Mm. I think it's that easy because you see it on the internet. Oh, you know, we can do it.
Yeah.
Or I can do it.
I wonder what the prevalence of that is. I always wonder, you hear these horror stories about guys fucking it up and, you know, doing the assaults, but I'd like to see the stats on it.
Mm. Mm. In what way?
Just like how prevalent it is.
Sexual assault?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear a lot less about it than what we do. Than what we do hear about it.
We hear about a lot less of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the majority of stuff just doesn't even get reported by the victim.
Yeah.
You just all right.
Like, even to put together this podcast, we all had to go out and, like, literally research.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Because you just don't. This wouldn't come into your sphere. So, Liver King lied. I just did a podcast on it, released yesterday at the time of recording. So you don't need to hear me bang on about it. But boys, thoughts? I'll start with Clint.
I mean, we all saw it coming, really. It's kind of weird that because he was denying everything, kind of weird that he would just write an email outlining everything he's done. Maybe set up. Maybe
I thought that.
Or is it maybe he purposely did it so now he can come out after a week later, whatever it is, make a new video about how empowering it is to own up and be honest and
be a man.
Be a man and fucking... Liver King out.
Chad?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's nothing shocking.
Mm.
I'm not enjoying the way that he's approaching it now.
Yeah.
I know you said, oh, cool, like, he's taking ownership of it.
Yeah.
Like, fucking oath he should have.
Yeah.
I'm like, but he's taking ownership of it now in a way that he's so noble and honorable.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Yeah. All of a sudden, when he's fucking pulled the wool over. What's he up to now? 1.3, 1.7?
1.7, yeah.
You know? So, but I do think... Like, to Clint's point, I don't know, is this another setup? He's like, cool, we've gone down this road for long enough. Let's take it down here.
Let's take it to the next level.
You know, and I reckon he's gained a lot of followers.
Absolutely.
I actually went onto his account today for the first time.
Yeah.
Looked him up to go and gave him a follow.
Well, I reckon a lot more people know who he is now.
Mm.
Because he's all over, like, we're talking about him now.
Mm.
Where before, like, it was just his following. Like, we obviously followed him. Just, I found him entertaining as fuck.
Mm.
Even if
he still is.
Yeah, even if he's on steroids or not, I still fucking like the shit he does. But now that, you know, it might have increased his following by another 30%.
Yeah. Well, he only posted a video like 9 hours ago, still going on about all the offal he eats and all the offcuts and how
it's all scheduled. So he just schedules everything. Like, so everyone's like, how can you still post after all the controversy? And it's all scheduled.
Probably, he's got a team behind him. Yeah, it's not just him by himself. He's got a chef. I'm sure he's probably got a marketing team behind him.
For sure.
You know, it's a business, really. Yeah. Let's face it. He's making shit tons of money from it as well.
Mm.
He markets his children as well. See, they've got their Liver King, what is it? Liver King Boy P and Liver King Boy
G. You reckon they're going to get on the juice?
The kids.
Yeah.
They're following, I don't know,
Yeah.
But in saying that, Liver King, he was jacked as fuck when he was 15. Mm. Like, he's... People think you're just going to take steroids.
He's on it like 15.
Well, I mean, who knows?
It's cool to see how far you can push it.
Yeah, like, it's just...
He looks incredible, I must say. He does,
yeah. A little bit big for my liking, but he looks fucking jacked. But
You're not trying to fuck him.
We're definitely not
it's
trying
just
to
impressive.
He's put a lot of hard work into it.
Yeah.
He just happens to take steroids as well, which is fuck. Look at the rest of the population. I reckon there'd be a lot of other people out there.
Oh, dude, and he's the only one that got found out because he's so popular.
Yeah.
And everyone would have proved him wrong.
Fuck yeah.
This is a conversation we're having last night. Like, no one cares if you're on it.
Yeah.
Just own it. Just fucking own it.
When you had a conversation months ago about CrossFit.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys want to get jacked, then let's have a jacked CrossFit Games.
Mm. Yeah.
But just don't try and compete against people that aren't.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Know, me and you slogging around the gym every day and there's someone on the Roy's next to us and we're like, fuck, Tim's program's not working.
We're
not doing this, we're not doing that. Like, just come clean. We know you're there. We know you're at that level. It's all good.
That's how you got the level.
Who cares?
A lot of athletes out there.
They care though. Like, it probably would be like a bit of shame behind it as well.
It's not as honourable being top of the top if you're not, you know, if you had steroids. But you still, as I said, you got to put the hard work in to fucking get to the top. It's not like you can just take steroids and bam, I'm fucking elite athlete.
Yeah.
But steroids these days are very fucking good. Like, there's a lot of UFC people that are on steroids and like mostly not steroids to get jacked or anything or to get fitter.
Recovery.
It's more recovery steroids, peptides and whatnot. But they're that good these days where as long as you've got a certain amount of time, you can completely rid it out of your system and still piss clear.
Just got to have a good chemist.
I saw that Gordon Ryan. He's fucking jacked.
He's jacked. He claims, I reckon he's natty. He's the type of bloke where
you reckon?
Yeah, fuck yeah. He trains 12 hours a day, 7 days a week with the best coach to walk the earth.
Danaher?
Yeah. Absolute killing machine, that bloke.
Dude, he is fucking
plus, he is 26. He's been training since fucking, you know, walking.
Yeah.
But
have you guys done BJJ before?
Yeah, I trained a while ago now. Trained for about a year or so.
Yeah.
Just lost interest. I really need it. Always wanted to get back into it. But
with a gi?
Both gi and no gi. I found no gi more fun just because it was more realistic.
So what's the difference? And like, I know you wear a gi and don't, but like, what's the actual difference?
Just without a gi, there's a lot less submissions, but it's more wrestling style.
Yeah.
Where with a gi, there's a lot more submissions, a lot easier to get caught in submissions because you use the gi to help.
Yeah.
I find no gi a lot more realistic.
Yeah.
But I
saw a debate online and they were arguing the best martial arts to like protect your family, and someone wrote BJJ, and I thought, like, what are you gonna, like, someone breaks into your house, what are you gonna lie on your back in fucking a submission position and be like, come at me?
It's not
be a shotgun, wouldn't it?
It's not just
lying on your back. There's a lot of takedowns in it. You can submit a lot of people.
Yeah,
like, I could probably choke you out standing up pretty fucking easily.
But like, I think kickboxing would be more beneficial.
Yeah, I mean,
you can throw a hit, like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, but 99% of fights land on the ground within seconds.
Yeah.
So I'd be pretty keen to. I'd go jiu-jitsu for sure.
You reckon?
Yeah, definitely. I've trained Muay Thai as well.
Yeah.
And
what's more fun?
Muay Thai all day.
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu is more like chess, where Muay Thai for me is more like just fucking getting into each other.
Yeah, my personality is more like just hit shit.
Yeah, hit shit. Like, yeah, Muay Thai is definitely, but Muay Thai also sucks because you get hit back. Where jiu-jitsu, you get a lot less injuries because you're not getting hit.
Yeah, okay.
It's
a
lot more technical though. You could have someone, like I got smashed, absolutely smashed by a girl half my size purely because she was blue belt. She knew what she was doing and I was white belt, had no idea.
Yeah.
And she made me, I'm talking like a 60 kilo woman, like I'm 95 kilos and she tapped me out within 90 seconds. Yeah.
Damn.
Been interested.
Hitting the burgers, bro.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm getting a little fluffy here and there. I need to, get back into it, eh?
Have you done martial arts?
I did a lot of Muay Thai back in the day.
Yeah.
And I've done one session of BJJ and it took me like a week to recover. The cardio tank on that.
I was
partnered up with, like, as well. It must have been 70 kilogram Maori boy, but I could just fucking move.
Man, I was like fit. You know me. Like, I was running 50Ks a week, like fit as fuck. And jiu-jitsu, just completely different fitness.
Is it?
Oh, fuck yeah. That was
next. Yeah, because a good BJJ would just grind you down. Like, they would just
Well, they're not using their strength. They,
it's
like,
it's
when
full
I'm fighting,
homo, isn't it? Like, you're just fucking hugging dudes.
Fucking nose, yeah. My butthole's in front of your nose, but I'm tapping you out. So fucking, that's your fault for being weaker. Yeah. But jiu-jitsu's really...
when 69 was invented. Yeah.
North, south.
No gi.
Nobody's tapping out in that position. Yeah.
It's like the more skilled person uses a lot less strength and power to tap out a person who's used, like for me, I was using purely strength, which is why I'd gas out in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Compared to the girl, she's not using any strength, she's using purely technique.
Yeah, you're wrestling. And that's the difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where she's using fucking fingers in certain locations and fucking put the toe there and
fingers in certain locations.
Nah, not as technical as that, but yeah. Fucking almost, yeah.
Who was that? She was like on the pressure point.
She we were on the north and south and the old whoops.
Speaking of you, I went riding the other day and you were like, yeah, just like relax on the handlebars because I'm just new to riding and I have a fucking faster shit bike and it scares the piss out of me. And I was just like going a little bit more relaxed than I normally would, sit back further and I could go way further, which was nice. Mm-hmm. I actually rode for I rode for 30 minutes straight and my arms were not fucked up.
Yeah.
Which was
man,
nice.
Riding a dirt bike, I couldn't believe how fucking like tough it is.
Yeah, it's killer. Have you ridden? No.
Coming off
scared.
Have you come off yet?
Yeah, like not this time before I came off heaps.
Yeah.
Just not for me, man. I'm like the most risk averse person.
Really?
I won't go to Adventureworld and jump on a ride.
Why
would I do that?
Really?
Don't you want to live a little?
That's dangerous enough, man.
Really? Fuck, live a little, bro. Yeah. A little dangerous.
No, I do. Bad time at 8 p.m.
After a good porn up session.
That's why he's so good at training. Not that good, obviously, this morning?
No, CrossFit.
He comes up to me, he's like, why are you so good at CrossFit shit? I'm like, it's in your head. Like, that's all it is. You just got to push.
Because yesterday,
you got to push hard as fuck.
Us, you're like, you little CrossFit bitches. We've all been doing extras and that. And, like, I haven't seen you do any cardio.
Yeah, dude, I don't do cardio.
What was yesterday's condition?
The jumping on the...
That was fucking insane, man. Yeah. Even this morning's with the jumping over the box jumps.
Stepping on those box was so fucking
We doing
hard.
Stepovers?
Yeah. It's not jumps, it was stepovers.
Oh, bro, I was doing jumpovers. Fuck, man. I did like 10. I was like, I'm just...
They gotta be good for something.
Yeah, 100%.
Everyone asks it, like, how'd you get such big calves? Literally soccer. That's all it was.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that? Stop and start? Or just
fucking just bounce, being on your toes all the time.
Guys have got big calves. Yeah.
Because you're just sprinting like all the time. It's a real fast sport. Everyone's like, pussy sport, you know?
I had a mate from Blackpool when he came over here and his calves were bigger than his fucking quads. Couldn't understand it, but he was a striker. It's just, I don't know.
Just but on your toes. That
German
makes sense,
things, yeah. German it's just like 1,000 calf raises every game.
Plus, it does help that your legs are like...
They're not that short.
You were a German dream, though. Blonde hair, not the blue eyes.
Yeah, the blonde's all natural.
At least not blue anymore.
My mates always used to give me shit for being like the short... Because I was the short one in the group. Like, all my friends were like 6 foot plus, and I'm like 5'9", 5'10", and I'm like, I'm short. But you guys are probably also the same.
You're pretty short, Jared.
I think I'm average.
Average,
I said to Kate the other day, I said, I'm not short.
That sounds better. Like, average, average.
You're normal.
I fucking hate when someone called me average.
Average.
Imagine.
I'm never average.
Yeah,
yeah.
That fucking kill me. Decent.
Decent height, yeah.
No, like,
I'll say I'm
decent.
That won't be a word in 10 years.
Decent,
yeah.
Real. You know what a word that used to be back in the day? Dope.
Dope, yeah.
Remember that word? That's kind of gone. Dope.
Isn't that weed?
Yeah, but people used to say, that's dope. Like, as you know, that's cool. That's dope.
Shoot me if I
dope. Dope is weed, and it's also what Americans call meth, isn't it? I'm pretty sure.
Dope.
Yeah, like when. Yeah. Anyway,
Never done it. Never done a drug. Let's chat China and coronavirus. What's going on? Lockdowns in Shanghai and protests. Clint is our man in China. He's literally the Chinese reporter.
Straight from the CCP.
He's
a spy.
So they're still obviously in lockdowns over there. They've been in lockdown the entire time, but it's just taken it to the next level again. In saying that, before we go dive into this, don't know how true everything is because obviously we're seeing everything on social media.
Yeah.
But the videos, it is China, so there's basically people are getting welded their apartment buildings, like with 500 people in it, for example, that are getting welded shut. If you're in there and not wearing a mask, you get beaten and taken away from your families. They're spraying shit in the air using drones. They've got like a tolling system, as I was speaking before, on the security system that we will have in Australia, where if you want to drive past somewhere, then you've got to scan this code. If you're green, you're good. If you're red, you got to go home, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of people now in China, just normal people, not the normal society, actually standing up against the old CCP.
The regime.
The old regime, Chinese Communist Party, if anyone doesn't know. And it's just getting pretty hectic over there, eh? So kind of good for us, I think.
Do you believe it? Like, or do you think it's propaganda?
I believe it, because why would we be getting propaganda from China?
Question everything.
Everything, definitely. You know, those videos that we saw at the very, very start of coronavirus.
That was crazy.
People dropping out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
It's definitely a video, though.
Yeah.
So it's coming from somewhere. Well, there's another video that's circling around, like hundreds of videos, where mostly Chinese people are like randomly staring into the sky and then doing a spin and then having a seizure and dead. Again, don't know how true that is, but
was that Pfizer dose?
Yeah, it's that fourth needle.
It's that batch one.
Fourth needle. Can't wait for my fourth.
Are they just lining people up over there injecting them?
Literally. They got like people on every corner. It's communism, so you can't move anywhere without somebody knowing. It's literally Black Mirror shit. They've got speakers on drones flying in the sky rise saying lockdowns for another, you know, fucking 14 hours, blah, blah, blah. Do not leave your home. People are struggling for food. Your door is welded shut by the Communist Party, so you can't actually go outside to get your food. People are jumping out of apartment buildings because they're starving. It's pretty hectic over there.
The reason we tell you this stuff, guys, is because most people in Australia just live under a rock.
Oh, fuck
and
yeah.
They're just completely unawares. They're like,
ignorance is bliss.
Having a fight with their partner and they think it's the fucking end of the world. Yeah. And there's actually end of the world stuff going on. Absolutely. That's the reason we talk about it.
This won't be on Perth Now. Perth Now's talking about that Instagrammer whose boyfriend is now being arrested. That's about it.
Yeah.
But going back to what you're saying, last weekend the protests were Shanghai, Beijing, everything. And it's actually the largest protest they've had since the Tiananmen Square 1989 when they tried to push for democracy.
Mm.
There's 300 million people in lockdown. That's the entire population of America in lockdown right now in China.
Yeah, it's insane. They want Xi Jinping to go, pretty much.
Yeah.
But he's got a lifetime
membership. They call it membership.
Leadership.
And
he nailed his
pronunciation.
Xi Jinping.
That's good.
Done a lot of research.
A bit of Chinese. Bit of Mandarin there.
Where do you see all this, Clint?
Certain social pages on
Twitter or Insta?
Instagram. Yeah, you got to follow people and then like follow their backup to allow, then they will then follow you and then you can then follow them back and then, yeah, get it through there. Twitter's got a lot of shit. Reddit as well. Reddit's big because it's all like, if you go on Facebook, I don't believe anything I see on Facebook, but Instagram's a lot less
restricted
than Facebook. Like a lot of these videos
weird,
that you see.
Same company.
Yeah, which is weird. But a lot of these videos you see once and then they're gone.
What's your go-to news source?
Reddit.
Just out of curiosity.
Reddit.
Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter.
It's just, it's unregulated. Like, I find Reddit unregulated. You can post whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. It's not, you don't get banned. Da 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 da. Twitter's probably a lot better nowadays. Now that old Elon's back in. But a lot of videos that you see on these different pages come from Reddit first.
Yeah. I am on Twitter and I follow like left wing and right wing people, and I like to like look at the arguments between them.
Yeah.
And I try to keep a level head about it and not favor one or the other side.
Well, that's what most people need to do.
Yeah,
listen to both sides and then make your own opinion about it.
Yeah, I just think the last couple of years has become a fucking joke.
Yeah.
And I hate the censorship. It fucking annoys me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, people need to see what's going on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
You know, even with like Ukraine and Russia, like, people need to see what type of warfare is going on. It's not just the standard.
Yeah, I crank Al Jazeera. That's my, like, and look, they're also very biased when it comes to like Israel because they're, you know, but the type of news they report on is,
yeah,
you just wouldn't pick up on it here.
Yeah, good one for
Ukraine heavily, and
good one for Australia. It's in America as well. It's kind of right wing. It's like, instead of being far right wing, it's more like just
conservative.
It's hard. A few touchy subjects, but Rebel News is a good one. What's his name? Who's the name you just said?
Al Jazeera.
Oh, no, not that.
not him.
Yeah. Rebel News, they got like American as well, but they did a lot of journalism when we had our lockdowns over in Melbourne and all that, and showing what the coppers and all that are doing over in Melbourne.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Like, so left and right wing, and then what's in the middle? Like, is there, like, how does it work with conservatives and libertarians and
all
that
stuff?
Well, at
the moment, there's no one in the middle. That's the issue. Where, like, if you looked like 15 years ago, there were people in the middle.
Yeah.
But like, well, even not even 15 years ago, like literally like 4 years ago before coronavirus, there were people in the middle. Like, I kind of find myself more in the middle, slightly more to the right with the whole, like, we won't dive into that.
I don't even see,
I personally, I don't know.
I think I'm in the middle. Maybe I'm honestly right.
I'm just so like trying to protect it, but I don't see. I'd say more as like conservative.
Yeah.
Just around some of the opinions, you know, like
you're more, I think, around the same as me. Like where you should be able to say whatever the fuck you want to say. There's certain things where yes, you definitely shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you should allow
free speech in some way. Yeah. It's so complicated.
Yeah, it is very complicated, yeah. And it's getting more and more complicated. But it's just because too many people are too easily offended.
No, just nobody wants to have conversations.
Yeah.
They only want to have the conversations that they want to have.
Mm. Yeah.
They don't want to listen to anything else.
It's kind of like when people say, oh, so-and-so did X and it incited violence. And I'm thinking, like, if someone is getting violent because of something someone says online, it's probably not a fucking very stable person.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really...
Probably don't believe anything they say.
Yeah.
You know? Well, they do, yeah.
That's what irks me.
I feel like we're about to go down another rabbit hole with everything that's happened.
Well, the reason we talk about it is because fucking bullshit.
Yeah, like, we need to have no one.
You know you're trying to buy a right-wing... news agency in Paris, yeah?
Who?
Kanye.
Really?
Yeah, but the deal just fell through. And that, you know, there was that one controversial one that got shot up when they posted images of
the babies.
Stuff like that. I mean, the French are
pretty hectic.
They're different.
Yeah. Well, how?
What do you mean how?
Like, what are they? Like, if you could categorize the French, what do they do? Well, how are they? Like,
French are very French. Like, if you're not French, you're...
Oh, yeah, I've been there. It's fucking weird.
I think with immigration and everything else that's gone on there, the influx of, you know, refugees that are Islam.
Yeah,
yeah.
It hasn't ruined France, but it's. See, this is the issue. You can't say too many fucking things, eh?
Yeah. Otherwise,
you know, it's just you know, immigration is good. Australia wouldn't be anywhere without immigration.
Mm.
There's just certain levels, and
I
mean, I've got no issue with anyone coming over here.
Neither.
You just got to do it the right fucking way.
Yeah.
Don't come on a fucking boat and then land and then just come into society and go, oh, well, that's it. Beauty. Yeah. Give me money. Because the government gives it anyway.
Yeah.
Line up like everyone else. Pay your dues.
Work hard.
Come over, work hard.
I seen a great sign over at Rotto and it was fucking like it was a slap to us. It's down one of the beaches. It was like an old cut off surfboard and it says, locals only, no boat people. On Rottnest. Like, that's us. We're fucking boat people. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's good. Look, the world's fucking crazy, man. Like, the fact that this shit's even going on is fucking wild.
It's very conspiracy-y.
But it's not, because this is actually going on.
It is going on, yeah. because it is going on, there's so many different conspiracies that make sense.
Mm. People be listening to this thing and these cunts are off their head. But, like, honestly, this is news and this is what's going on.
You just got to look in the right place and don't be so ignorant. Like, ignorance is
bliss. Do not listen to Australian news.
Oh, Channel 7. Yeah. Or even, what's his name? Karl Stefanovic.
Yeah. So interested to see where this China thing goes.
Yeah.
300 million people. Like, we talk about lockdown. Oh, you're locked down, but we can go down to the coffee shop and take the window.
Yeah. Wasn't really a lockdown. Welded
doors.
I was doing,
let's face it,
I was doing whatever I
wanted. Our life didn't change at all. No. I mean, definitely mine didn't change.
Imagine the government welding your door.
I just made less money.
That's what people need to understand.
But that shows you to where it can go. So going back to your point about the surveillance and the digital thing, and
we're slowly itching
doors.
That's where it can go.
China's just 5 years ahead of us.
People think it can't happen here.
100%.
It can. We've already slipped towards that. Way.
Yeah, this kind of a conspiracy, but people are so used to just being like, yep, the government's always right, so if they need us to do something, then we're just like, yes, man, like, yes, like, yep, no worries, we need to get 3 vaxxers because, oh, the fourth one's actually going to make you safer, so yep, righto, get the fourth one, da-da-da-da-da, and it just makes us, it's like massaging the human, like, society into just being, like, used to saying, yep, like, instead of fighting back, but now it's so good seeing China fight back. In a communist country, which is pretty insane. That's pretty ballsy. Like, if you get arrested in China for fighting back, you're dead. Your whole family's dead. Yeah, that's what people need to understand.
When you disappear, they call it a political mistake.
And it doesn't matter how rich you are as well, because look at that billionaire that went missing for 6 months and came back.
What about the tennis player? She came back out and she's like, no, that's all good.
Yeah,
I love China.
Good, yeah, they will come back. And China's a great country. Yeah. Whoops. Yeah.
I mean, they've got concentration camps more on the west internal of the country where they've got the Uyghurs. So they're like the Muslim population.
Yeah.
And they are put in internment camps to be re-Chinese. But back into the CCP program.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. That's going on.
That shit, that happened 40 years ago, and, you know, 60 years ago, and people were so against that. It's like, well, for example, the Hitler thing.
Mm.
It's like, well, why aren't you against this? Why aren't more people trying to help these Chinese people that are in literally concentration camps getting starved?
I think it's like in the history, like it, probably at the time with the Hitler thing, it probably didn't seem bad because they couldn't.
Yeah, but
no one knew about it. Nowadays, and then, like, though, in history, like, you look back and it was fucked up. Yeah.
We still had Rwanda after that, and then we had Bosnia after that. But we don't learn.
Yeah.
We don't learn. And now we've got war crimes going on in Ukraine where they find a mass graves of people slaughtered and that.
It's confusing.
Yeah. Aliens are looking at us going, you stupid humans.
They're just watching. They're waiting for us just to, you know, finish each other off and then off.
Last thing on this is, like, Jordan Peterson, he says, you know, like, they'll go for microaggressions. So they'll, like, government will do one thing to piss you off, two things, three things, four things, and then they'll just take off the gas. And then we've moved a little bit further towards where they want.
Because our tolerance is...
Yeah, because our tolerance, and then they'll do it again. Yeah. And then keep going further and further and further.
Well, it's like they used the whole vaccine thing just to itch closer slightly to... So then we're so used to saying yes to the government, then once they implement the security stuff, oh, yep, you know, that's, it's supposed to be for us. It's going to make us safer. Blah, blah, blah. It's, yeah.
Yeah, scary. Look, it's wild shit. Give us your thoughts. We always love to hear from you guys. Also, Clint, we wanted to talk about this new Ancient Apocalypse Netflix series. We're going to go a little bit lighter here than these deathly topics.
Yeah.
I watch Graham Hancock on Joe Rogan every episode whenever he's on, so I'm familiar with it, but I guess this is your segment. Go for it.
So, Graham Hancock, he's a archaeologist with a different viewpoint than most archaeologists out there. He's basically rewriting our written history from the whole human thing. So, with the pyramids, I think it's 9 episodes, and each episode he just slowly moves more into different subjects, whatnot. But he is basically fighting back against modern archaeologists because they're so used to, like, the history is already written, we're not changing it. It's right, da da da. Where he's now finding proof where humans were alive before the Ice Age.
Yeah.
Humans were a lot smarter before the Ice Age as well. There's a apocalypse that happened called the Younger Dryas theory, which is now, I think he's been researching this for like 12 years or something, and now he's like pretty much just blown it out the water, and everything is actually facts. And yeah, so he's just basically saying that he's still trying to figure out how we built the pyramids. There's all these, like there's one in Indonesia, a pyramid that's bigger than the biggest pyramid. I can't remember the Pyramid of Giza or whatever it's called, but there's one in Indonesia. There's one in Mexico, all these, but we only see the surface of it. And there's actually pyramids underneath the ground. Yeah. And there's these tunnels that go for kilometers and kilometers. And there's these massive big, he called them megaliths. Yeah. Which are 80 ton stones that have been moved into extreme precise locations, da da da. Like some of the technology they had back in the day, we can't still comprehend, like, for example, the pyramid as well. And each episode, he goes through it and he's just slowly discovering more and more things. And he is wanting us to pretty much like forget about our history as we know it and rewrite it.
Imagine if there was another race before us.
I'm pretty confident with obviously what he's shown us. We were definitely, he's proven it. Humans were alive before the Ice Age. So we were wiped out. There was these meteors that hit the Earth, which then caused the Earth to heat up, which then caused the sea levels to rise, which has then obviously buried a lot of cities. Like one city that's obviously underwater is the...
Atlantis,
yeah. So
is
what
that
he,
real?
It's real, yeah. And what he's saying is because obviously there's so much water that covers the Earth, there might be a lot more structures down there that we just don't know of yet. Because obviously there's a lot of structures on the Earth that we have now slowly discovering. And he said like the water level has raised like 100 and something feet over the last, you know, 10,000 years, whatever it is, da da da. Humans back in the day were building the pyramids that faced a certain way that are to the exact precise level for each month. So they kind of used the cosmos as well to, like, they built this one pyramid that when it's June, the sun will rise in this location through these two trees here. When it's August, the sun will then do this over here. The stars will face a certain way, blah, blah, blah. And they use these massive, like 80 to 100 ton stones laid in certain ways to do it. And it's like, well, how do they move those stones?
Jared, how do they move the stones?
That's the big question.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I have a sophisticated answer for this.
Is he saying that there was a the human species, whatever it was, before us, and are we an extension of them, or are we still from monkeys?
So, long story short, he's basically saying if there was another apocalypse right now, everything that we know of is obviously going to be wiped out. What's going to be left is stones, structures that are made out of stone, clay, mortar and pestles, da-da-da, which is what we're discovering from back in the day. So he's saying, for all we know, there could might have been laptops back in the day. But obviously, because it's an apocalypse, it's been completely wiped out, blah, blah, blah. Everything that we have now is stored in the clouds. So obviously, like, there's a lot of information in the clouds. If there was an apocalypse to happen, then obviously all that information is now gone. So that's what he's trying to bang on about.
You mean like in the cloud or in the actual clouds?
In iCloud, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, how are they storing information in the clouds? Like, that's incredible.
So, like, if, yeah,
chemtrails, bro.
If you were to see like an apocalypse to happen now, say 3 meteors hit the earth and the earth heated up and we had more, our sea levels rose, then, you know, say for example, the entire Miami would be underwater.
Mm.
So obviously all the structures there.
Question for you. So if the news were to come on and it was legit news, not MSM, and they said, you've got 7 days to live, how would you spend your next 7 days, Sherrod? Like, and then, like, honestly, there was a meteor coming.
Then you boys know.
No, honestly.
PG version?
That's
or
a big one.
That's a big one. But, like, it's a good question. Either or, you both stunt mullets.
Oh, I'm in so much trouble here right now.
Yeah.
No. There's a lot I would do.
Let's face it, I think most people would do probably the same.
Yeah.
What would you do, Tim? You want to throw a question?
Oh, honestly, it sounds so lame, but I'd continue doing what I'm doing now. I'm living my best life at the moment.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love my life.
I don't know if I'd roll into work for the next 7 days and sign people up on car loans.
Yeah,
like, to be honest, I don't know how many people would be coming in.
Yeah.
Actually, everyone would be coming in trying to buy their best car. Yeah. It doesn't matter because they don't
even give me the Ferrari. Yeah, I put on credit, bro.
It would be good for business.
Yeah.
I'd try and find peace with myself with a big bag.
Are you not at peace with yourself?
I'm definitely at peace with myself, but I mean, it's in like, if you knew you were going to die,
yeah,
what happens after death? I'd try and find out.
So what are you not doing that you would do, like, besides obviously getting fucked up and, you know, like spend time with your missus? Like,
nothing.
Traveling, really, that's the only thing I wish I could do more.
Yeah. So where you want to go?
Fuck the entire world.
Give me some
bang ons. I want to go to Mexico. I want to go to some of these places that old Graham's been to and, like,
check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Like, see what I think of it.
Yeah.
I'd like, Mexico's number one for me. Always wanted to go to Mexico. That massive pyramid in Mexico. Yeah. I don't know what it's called.
I thought Colombia would be your number one.
Yeah, Mexico. I'd want to go to, like, Hawaii. Just Rome. I'd like to go to Rome. Like, see the big...
So travel. Yeah, travel's the big thing that's missing for
you. Absolutely, yeah. Purely because of money and time.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So why don't you go to Rome next year instead of getting fucked up on Boat Week?
I like Boat Week. That's good. like Mexico, it's going to cost $7,500 to get there.
Yeah. So really? Is that much?
That's me, Keanu and myself looked and we thought, oh, we won't go to Mexico then. We'll go to Kentucky instead.
But Europe, yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'd love to go to Mexico, but it's just, I'm not paying $7,500 to fly there.
Yeah. Chad, what are you missing? What are you not doing? That, like, if you had a week to do it, like,
yeah,
it's a deep question.
It is a hard question.
It is,
I feel like we need more time.
I'm like you as well. Like, I'm very content with where I'm at. Like, with everything, yeah. I guess there's a lot of things that you would want to. I mean, you're talking about a blip on the radar for when you think about life. You think like, fuck, can't wait to see my boy when he's 18. To, like, for me, I'll share this with you before. Once I'm doing what I'm done in Perth, like, I want to move back to Africa and have a game reserve and drive my little fucking van, take tourists around. That's the dream. So I don't think you can condense that into a 7 day thing, but I'd probably round up close friends and family. Like, I don't want to get all sentimental anymore. Like, what more is there to do?
I
don't know,
that's what life is about.
Absolutely. Yeah,
spending time with loved ones, I guess. It is a blip on the... We are a blip on the radar. I love watching those shows for that because I feel so fucking small.
Yeah, you realise, like, that.
Nothing matters.
Yeah, whatever you do on this entire earth, whatever you say, whatever you do, whatever you think, really does not change a single thing.
I always think that when I'm on an aeroplane and I'm looking down at Perth or something, and I'm like, fuck, man, we are just so small. Insignificant.
And really
like,
not.
In the big picture, and obviously your own life to you and your family is very important.
Yeah.
But in the big picture, like when a thousand years, when they're digging and they see our lives in the layer, and it's just blue face masks.
Nothing.
And that's it.
Pollution. The millions of face masks.
Face masks. And
these didn't do anything. Yeah. Fuck, it's hilarious when I still see people wearing such hectic fucking face masks around it.
The old, I'm glad we don't see the old double masks anymore.
Fuck, but dude, I see them all the time. My Lou shops, bro. Like, old people wearing fucking doubles, bro.
Before coronavirus, the humans were, like, definitely Western civilizations were getting so well ahead with, like, the whole pollution and all that. We were getting educated. We were doing well.
Mm.
Excuse me. And then coronavirus hit, and then everyone just kind of forgot about the old one-use plastic things. And, like,
you get these
people that are... care about the earth and all that and care about coronavirus and coronavirus is real and we got to look after each other, but you wear a mask for an hour and then you take it off, throw it in the bin, and then where does that mask go?
Yeah.
So really, do you really care?
Yeah.
Like, you really thinking about the bigger picture?
Nah, people thinking about their own lives.
Yeah.
Do you listen to that recycling guy on Joe Rogan?
Yes. Yeah. What do you think about him?
He said that essentially everything that we recycle, only 10% of it actually gets recycled. Yeah. And he said the best way to recycle is to burn everything.
Burn it, yeah.
Yeah, burn everything. So it's the most economical way of recycling.
It just makes us feel good to sleep at night.
Yeah, it's just propaganda. So, Western propaganda.
What was it? I don't know what the number was, but most of our recycling stuff as well goes over to China and then doesn't actually make it to China. Makes it to, whoops, oh shit, we just dropped all of it on the boat. Whoops, oh well, there he goes.
Same with tyres. See you later. Tyres leave this country by the container loads and get dropped in the ocean.
Yeah. What's his name?
Tyres, yeah, 100%. They don't really melt them out.
Where do they get dropped? What ocean?
Over to Africa. It goes most
77% of the globe's covered in ocean.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing about how deep it is in some spots.
4,000 metres in some spots.
It's like we
do they
could
sink?
Tires,
yeah.
No, they'd float. Rubber, yeah, floats. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
So there's just fucking millions of tires.
I suppose over time though, they'd probably sink. Surely, a lot of our stuff as well. Like we use, like we have a say for example, your solar panels. You use them for 10 years. It's got a 10-year lifespan. Then you got to replace them.
Mm.
It's not like we recycle them. We do recycle them, but we send it over to Africa, and then they use it for another 10, 15 years, whatever it is, and then they're just left to deal with it, which is obviously why a lot of pollution comes from over there as well. Mm. A lot of our stuff, like batteries, all the stuff that we have no idea what to do with, we recycle it, so we feel good, and we just send it over to Africa, but really, just they use it for another 5 years, and then it just gets put in the sand.
Yeah. Do you know a petrol car, it has 8 years worth of pollution, that essentially to build a car, there's 8 years worth of pollution, like in terms of building all the parts and everything for it. And
before you even turn it on.
Before you turn it on.
Yeah, 8 years.
And an electric car is 15 years.
Yeah. And then again, after that, once you've used that electric car, what are you going to do with the battery?
The battery is only valued for 8 years. Yeah, and, so 8 years worth of warranty, then you get another battery, so another 15 years.
What are we
doing
with that lithium?
And where does the lithium, how do you make a battery? Where does that come from? Out of the earth. How do you get it out of the earth?
Africa.
With diesel.
Yeah.
Like, we have to use fossil fuels. If you really cared about pollution and trying to make the earth better and all that, we'd be moving to nuclear.
Yeah.
It's extremely safe.
Yeah.
And Elon's got a good
point on it.
In his book, he literally goes through it step by step. And people think radiation is just like a microwave radiation, where that's unhealthy, but there's different levels to radiation. You can be safe around radiation, and you can't be safe using nuclear. It's just going to be very heavily regulated. But yeah, people think they're doing their bit for the old environment, buying an electric car, but really you're fucking doing worse than what it is.
Yeah. Like, this is all facts. We're not making this
straight
up,
out.
Guys.
Yeah.
Like, this is all facts. Again, like, you can look this all up.
Straight out, just Google it.
No one talks about it.
Yeah. Because they want to feel good about themselves because they just bought an electric car and they fucking got...
And I have a Tesla, by the way. So
Don't get me wrong, they're nice cars and all that. Yeah.
The
but it's
RAM
not...
offsets it.
Yeah.
Well and truly,
yeah. That's better for the environment, my RAM. Believe it or not.
It's, I don't know, people need to know where stuff comes from. Everything comes out of the earth. There's just certain ways you can... And China.
Yeah. Everything comes from China.
What do you think about fracking? Fracking?
What is it?
I've
heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Now I don't even remember, because that Bjorn, the environmentalist dude, talked about it. Fracking is where you drill into the earth and then you put these the gases from what he's burning back into the earth. The earth then kind of like filters it and then you dig it back up and then it's good to go. Don't quote me on that one. Probably find out if that's true.
It's like a compost.
It's kind of like a compost, yeah. So that's the way, because that's what Joe said. He's like, well, you're burning shit, that's probably worse for the environment.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, there's certain ways you can filter it, and then it's putting it back through the earth, and then it filters it, and then it comes back all good.
Yeah.
There's a lot more in depth than that. That's obviously just my fucking opinion on it.
Yeah, people just get worried because generally it's done out in like farming communities and that it might hit the water table and shit like that. That's the big question marks around it. Yeah.
Well, there's a good one that was on, obviously just listen to Joe Rogan every day, but he had a farmist. He was a farmer, yep. But he was a
farmologist.
Biologist?
No, he did it. He did it like it's called a reservist farmist or something like that.
Pharmacologist.
You know? No, he did it a certain way. So he's not just a farmer. He's got cows and fuck, you know, da da da. But he uses certain ways of farming to make his product a lot more healthier and his water a lot more cleaner. Mm. Like he did a comparison of him and his neighbor. His neighbor has black water coming out of his farm, and he has clear water coming out of his farm.
Mm.
And he basically, it's a lot more expensive, obviously, as everything is, but he runs into how to farm more healthy for the earth, how to not have such a massive footprint.
Does he talk about cycling different paddocks?
I can't remember, to be honest. Nah.
Cool. Well, Clint, give us an update on Absolute. What's going on? What launches, what products you got coming out?
Nothing in the works at the moment. We're still trying to sell these shirts. We've got a few left. Got some mediums and larges, just all plain tee. But at the moment, it's kind of on hold. Just trying to focus on myself at the moment. Long story short. So yeah, we got still a few more shirts. Extra larges are pretty much sold out, but we got larges and mediums. Come check it out.
Men or women?
Unisex.
Yeah.
A few women have bought it and they made it into crop tops. Mostly targets men, but
yeah. So if you're a non-gym person and you got a medium or a large, that's for you.
Come hit me up.
Get them to Mexico. Jump on it.
100%. Any final words, boys? I think it's our longest
pod ever. Thanks for listening. Yeah, yeah. We don't want to rustle any feathers. We just have three blokes having a chat.
Yeah, and all of this is facts.
Absolutely. To be honest,
this is all out at the moment. Yeah, just Google it. Get out from under your rock and Google it.
Educate yourself.
Love it. Thanks for having us on again.
Thanks, guys. That was fun.
Cheers.